We'll call the meeting to, we'll call the meeting to order for City of Immigration Canyon Board of Canvassers meeting. First item of business is to turn it over to Diana.
All right, so all we're going to do is just go over the information that the county sent us since we're you guys are contracted with them for the elections. We are at their mercy for them to send us all their results, which is what is included in what I gave you. There's a resolution there that is you guys essentially accepting the results. That's the first part. And then after that is all of the specific numbers. Kind of what I've really just been going over with everyone is basically just you can, you can see how many votes the four candidates got. There's Robert with 197, Jacob with 116. Those two are going to move on to the general election. Zachary and Dylan both got, you can see the 53 and the 14 votes. Your city actually had one of the higher turnouts. You guys had 33, almost 34% voter turnout out of your registered voters. I think that might have been the highest one when I looked.
You guys were at
31 and it went up because one other. No, they're so.
A lot better than Draper, 17%.
Holiday City Mayor.
Holiday did have 38.
So 1,019 mail-in ballots went out.
1,129 and 383 were returned.
Wow.
And if you look at other cities.
You can have this if you want.
Oh, I thought she had.
Maybe I did. Hold on. I'm looking.
Yeah, I was like, that's what Cameron had given you, so it should be there.
Yep, got it.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys had one of the highest. Most of the cities, like Kearns and Malden, had like 18%. Magna had somewhere around 20. So, impressive yay for you guys. Like, that's, you guys actually had one of the higher voter turnouts. So, that's awesome.
Martin was up there, too.
So, and we've been watching it throughout the kind of the system. You guys stayed pretty steady. You guys, I think, only had one ballot that ended up not being cured that had to wait. And I think it was cured. It has it at the end. Some of the other cities had more. And you guys only have the one seat. So yeah, 33.9% voter turnout. You guys didn't have any weird ones. Magna actually had a fleeing in-person vote that didn't count.
What is that?
The only thing we could is, we think they either got on the machine, started, didn't finish it and left, or read something, but that's a thing. So you guys are all of your residents voted correctly and there were no issues. There was one envelope with a signature that didn't match the voter signature. There were four total ballots that were challenged. Only one was not cured, so only one was not fixed with whatever the problem was, so one vote wasn't counted. Let's see.
What does that mean, challenged? Like, who challenges it?
It could be anything. It could be, I don't know if that's on the county side, like if it's something that they find, a problem that they find, and they say, we need to fix this, and then that's what has to be cured.
Like the spelling, they didn't sign the right name, or they signed.
Well, there's a difference between
nickname,
the not matching signature, and
the signatures don't match.
It could be, or the box wasn't filled out correctly, that kind of a thing.
Or they didn't cross it out and signature, whatever.
And they do go through. I was a part of the audit they did. We audited both physical ballots and the electronic machine stuff. It's very cool how they do it. So everything was audited.
Thank you.
That was an interesting experience. Other than that, you guys, everything was pretty simple, but your primary is pretty cut and dry. Some of the ones had literally four votes between the people who went to the primary and didn't. So you guys, it was pretty, you had the two at the top. So like I said, Robert and Jake will be the ones that go on to the general election. And then other than that, there's really not much else unless you guys have any questions for me about what happens next or anything like that. Other than that, you would just need to, any questions, you have the opportunity to pass the resolution that just says you accept the votes as the county has given them to you. And that's it.
Looking for a motion to approve resolution.
So moved.
Second.
And do we need, it looks like we need a roll call vote on this.
Yes, roll call vote. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me turn to that real quick. It's right there. Joe Smolka, aye. David Brims,
aye.
Catherine Harris,
aye.
Jennifer Hawks,
aye.
Robert Pignon.
Am I allowed to?
Yes.
Aye.
Vote for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's just approving
the
election results.
Yeah, that's all. You're just saying, yeah, those are the results. And then, unless anyone has any questions, Anything?
Do we need to sign this for you?
Yeah, I have one that I will have you guys sign. That one is for you guys to keep if you'd like to frame it or otherwise use it.
Everybody needs to sign it.
So is the city of Alta, is that mayor up for? I don't see Alta.
So that's because they may not have had a primary.
So this is only.
These are only the ones who had three or more candidates for one seat. So like if you notice, you guys have the one for the council seat, but there's no mayor on there because there's no primary. I know, I did the same thing, I was looking for one, couldn't, I was like, oh wait, there was no primary.
Okay, looking for a motion to close the canvas.
Yes, it's moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.